First, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates 0.75% yesterday in its latest effort to tamp down inflation. The Fed's trying to cool off the economy just enough to get inflation under control without cooling it off so much that it triggers a recession. But new numbers out today show a drop in gross domestic product, or GDP. That's adding to questions about whether we could be in a recession now or whether we might be in the near future. You can join in with your thoughts or questions at 800-642-1234. Yaman Ahmed is a professor of economics at UW-Whitewater. Yaman, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Appreciate it.
Let's look at today's news first. The GDP down a bit. Inflation was part of the story there. Two quarters in a row. Now, some sort of shoestring definitions say that's a recession right there. Two down quarters in a row. What do you make of it?
It's the two quarters, successive quarters, is sort of like a rule of thumb that a lot of people try to follow and kind of use that to kind of gauge how's the economy doing. Is if we're in a downturn, that's what they may be looking at. But in the US, it's kind of interesting because that's not the official way that I guess they actually make a determination for whether a recession is happening or not. There's a group at the NBER called the Business Cycle Dating Committee who actually look not just at just measures of output like GDP, but they look at a whole bunch of different things. They look at things like personal incomes. They look at employment. They look at how much people are spending in terms of consumption expenditures. They look at all these different kind of things, and then they try and make a determination. So the US is kind of interesting in that way because it's the NBER that actually classifies, hey, a recession's happened or not, or we're in an expansion. And they typically do that a little bit after the data's come in. So right now, the data is coming in, of course, as you said today, we had our initial preliminary estimate for the second quarter of 2022. And that's showing that for the second time in a row, I guess, that GDP fell. But the picture is actually kind of mixed because while some things in the economy, like GDP, are showing, you know, that there's negative outlook for the economy, there are some things that are showing positive outlook for the economy. And so it's kind of interesting times that we're in right now.
What are some of the positives that might make people feel hesitant to say, yeah, recession now?
Well, some of the things that obviously, you know, as you mentioned, there's some negative things like inflation and output. But one of the things that we're seeing is that employment is actually doing well. So if you're looking at the labor market, for example, unemployment is still really low across the nation. On average, it's pretty low. If you're looking at employment, like the number of new jobs being created each month, that's still going strong. Typically, we tend to think of a strong, healthy economy as one where this is like about 200,000 jobs being created a month. We're exceeding that, you know, those numbers. So certainly in the labor market, there's some evidence to suggest that the economy is still actually doing fairly well. Also with household spending has still been going up despite that. And if you're looking at, for example, like just after the pandemic, savings really increased because people worried about whether they would be laid off or other things. And we're not seeing that. Savings has sort of come down, but an actual expenditure seemed to be still increasing despite what people might feel. But there's a mixture, as I said, there's a mixture of positive and negative pieces of evidence. And it's sort of like a puzzle for us economists to try and figure out what's exactly going on right now.
All right. So, Yaman, that was today's big economic news, those GDP numbers. Let's look at yesterday's big economic news.
Sure.
Now, the Federal Reserve saying, yeah, I think this is a big, a 0.75 increase,
yes,
in the interest rate.
Yes.
I don't know. Is there buyer's remorse? We put out this jump in the interest rate and then we see the GDP went down a bit?
No, it'd be too quick for that to happen.
Well, right.
The GDP numbers would be, obviously with the GDP numbers, we're kind of collecting the data over the last 3 months, right, and seeing what's happened there. With the Fed's, you know, has this dual mandate where they, you know, care about what's happening with inflation as well as what's happening with unemployment or maximum employment. Full employment is what they're looking for. And so with that, like I said, the employment picture is good, but right now they're trying to deal with the inflationary pressures in the economy. So they've been raising interest rates. And again, as you said, the 75 basis points, a 0.75% increase yesterday, certainly is going to have an impact, on the economy in terms of making it more costly to borrow. And so people who are, it affects all these other kind of interest rates that you see, for example, like mortgage rates. It affects, interest rate on credit cards. It affects, even student loans and other adjustable rate mortgages, or anything that's adjustable. Those will all change as the Federal Reserve is raising. And of course, that's going to make it more expensive to borrow. And the Fed's going in there with the idea of trying to slow down spending a little bit so that it doesn't create that inflationary pressure. But the Fed's kind of also walking a tightrope because if they raise it too quickly, it could push the economy into recession. But at the same time, they're going for what they're calling the soft landing and hopefully trying to tame inflation without creating too much unemployment. Right? And that's sort of like the main trade-off that they're facing. But it's tricky. Right now, they're walking very close. It's a tightrope for them. So.
UW-Whitewater economics professor Yaman Ahmed is with us looking at lots of economic news. GDP down a bit for two quarters in a row now. Federal Reserve bumping up interest rates a little more. Plus, there's inflation. And Yaman, we've got that bump up from the Federal Reserve, the interest rate. This GDP down a bit. I mean, is that something, this news out today, something that might bring down inflation? Hey, maybe this will not be such bad news after all if, in fact, it helps bring down inflation.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how the public at large interpret that information and how they react to it, because a large part of what drives inflation is, people's expectations of what inflation are going to be in the future. So if the Fed really, if the perception is that inflation is out of control, it'll be really hard to bring down. And so it starts affecting things like, households, perceptions of the future actually impact their decisions that they're making today. So if they're thinking, oh, things are getting more expensive, I might want to start saving a bit rather than spending because I need to tighten up because, prices are going up so much. That could actually in some ways have a detrimental effect. It could slow down the economy quite a lot. So it's a large part of it is trying to understand how the public at large is interpreting these signals that the economy is giving and, what they're hearing in the news and then how they're reacting to it in terms of how they affect their own expenditure habits, whether they're tightening up, tightening the belt buckle, or, are they doing as they are? And it'll be different across, for everybody across in terms of how they react. And part of that and part of the thing for policymakers is like the Federal Reserve, people at the Fed, is trying to see how their announcements are also being interpreted and how people are reacting when they're basing those policy decisions. So it's a tricky balance to try and achieve for sure.
We're in weird territory here. And one of the reasons I've heard from other economists anyway is the weird supply chain shocks that started with the beginning of the pandemic back in 2020. We're still seeing them as, Chinese production towns shut down, Russia invasion of Ukraine hitting supply. How much of these different threads here tie into that supply chain concern?
Oh, very much quite a lot, because the Fed's response, for example, as we're talking about, will have to depend on whether the inflation that we're seeing is really coming from the demand side of the economy or the supply side of the economy. If it's coming from the demand side of the economy, the tools that they normally have can deal with it quite effectively. But if it's coming from the supply, as we're sort of seeing through the supply chain issues, through the things that are happening in the rest of the world, it creates this sort of dilemma for the Federal Reserve, because if the Fed does tighten, on one side, they could raise interest rates really quickly and that would tamper down on inflation, but it could really create a bad recession. But if they're worried about the recession at the same time and are not tampering down, you know, hard enough, then inflation could still remain out of control. So that's sort of like the tightrope they're working. But certainly the supply chain issues, everything on the production side, and that's adding to the cost of production. Even, you know, we're seeing more recently, like, you know, wage growth, and that wage growth, because of course we're seeing inflation, there's a lag effect, and wages are slowly starting to rise, and that will maybe contribute to further inflation down the road. So it's a lot of different sources that's coming together in conjunction at one point, and policymakers are, you know, having a, you know, have a tough road ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we'll leave it there. Thanks for helping us piece this all together.
Sure, of course.
That's Yaman Ahmed, professor of economics at UW-Whitewater. He joined us today to talk about the many mixed signals in the U.S. economy and concerns about a possible recession, with a second quarter in a row now with a decline in the GDP. That new information out today.